This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. And speech after speech, world leaders at the UN General Assembly have been spotlighting Russia's war in Ukraine. A few have been prodding the world not to forget everything else. While no one is dismissing the importance of the conflict, some comments quietly speak to some more unease about the international community's absorption in Ukraine. The Nigeria president, Muhammadu Buhari, for one, says that the ongoing war in Ukraine is making it more difficult to tackle other long-standing issues, including inequality, nuclear disarmament, and the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. A Kremlin-orchestrated referendum has gotten underway in occupied regions of Ukraine that seeks to make them part of Russia, with some officials carrying ballots to apartment blocks accompanied by gun-toting police. Kyiv and the West have condemned it as a rigged election whose result was preordained by Moscow. Meanwhile, in a grim reminder of the brutality of the seven-month-old invasion, Ukraine experts and Ukrainian officials pointed to new evidence of Russian war crimes. Kharkiv region officials said a mass burial site in the eastern city of Izium held hundreds of bodies, including at least 30 displaying signs of torture. The referendum in the Luhansk, Kherson, and partly Russian-occupied Zaporizhia and Donetsk regions are widely seen as a prelude to Moscow annexing the regions. The voting, which was overseen by authorities installed by Russia, is scheduled to run through Tuesday, and it is almost certain